The real reason why your eggs is cold and how to warm them up by Max Jenker. Why is Max so cold and heartless? Why is Max so distant and aloof? They've never acted this way when we were together. It's like they're a completely different person now. I can hardly recognize them. Sound familiar? When my ex first became this way, I was utterly baffled. How could the affectionate and loving person who once adored me now show such apparent indifference? I had no clue what I had done to cause this shift and didn't see it coming at all. Naturally, I did what most people do in this situation. I asked my ex what the hell was wrong, and when their answers didn't satisfy me, I kept asking. Then I started begging, pleading, and begging some more. In hindsight, I realized my biggest mistake wasn't the begging and pleading, it was something far more critical. Whether you saw it coming or it hit you out of the blue, you're likely left wondering, how did it get to this point? Is your ex still the same person you once loved? How did they transform from warm and carefree to cold, guarded, or even hostile? Well, in this article, I will tackle these questions and more. Stay with me until the end, and I'll also explain what steps to take to give yourself the best chance of warming up your ex and mending your relationship. Ready? Let's dive right in. What qualifies as acting cold? Sometimes it seems that everyone has their own take on what cold means. So the first thing we need to agree on to avoid confusion is a singular definition. Here's one I came up with. Acting cold is acting in a way where a person shows little to no emotions, in particular affection, which causes them to appear unfriendly, insensitive, and unsympathetic. Now, when your ex starts acting cold, it can seem deliberate and harsh, but at its core, it's often a way for them to shield themselves in situations where they feel vulnerable. Let me put it this way. Your ex uses coldness as a defense mechanism, protecting them from further emotional pain that could be caused by opening up to you. But what do cold behaviors actually look like? Well, here are some common manifestations. Lack of communication, meaning not responding to messages and calls, giving one-word answers, or avoiding conversations. Emotional distance, not showing interest in your feelings or experiences, and not sharing their own emotions or thoughts, that is. Physical distance, meaning avoiding physical closeness, such as hugs, kisses, or even just sitting close. Indifference, meaning acting as if they don't care about things that used to be important to both of you, like shared hobbies or significant dates. Dismissiveness, meaning brushing off your concerns, needs, or attempts at conversation as unimportant or bothersome. And avoidance, meaning making excuses to avoid spending time together or deliberately staying busy to limit real-life interactions. Now, with the definitions, explanations, and examples out of the way, let's talk about the why. Why is your ex cold in the first place? Cold behaviors can arise from various reasons depending on whether your relationship was short-term, less than 6 months, or long-term, 6 months or more. In short-term relationships, the death knell usually boils down to one of three things. Number one, you came on too strong. It's important to let your ex come to you at a pace they are comfortable with. When you come out too strong, too soon, you can come across as needy, boring, or controlling. Boring people are usually ignored. Needy and controlling people are the ones who get the cold shoulder, on the other hand, because needy and controlling are both threatening. And coldness, as stated previously, is fundamentally a defense mechanism to protect against threats. Number 2. Your ex lost interest. And then use cold behavior to push you away. It's not personal, even if it sometimes feels that way. Your ex's coldness is simply a signal to move on. Number 3. Another person or one of their exes is in the picture. And your ex may be acting cold in order to protect their new relationship. After all, being stuck in a love triangle, regardless of which position you're in, is a pain in the ass. Now, while your ex's coldness in short-term relationships is easy to diagnose, it's a whole different bag of burritos under the hood for long-term relationships. It's just not as simple as them acting cold because they're, say, not interested. While it is possible they're not interested in being with you anymore, it's likely that your ex is acting cold because of one or more of the following reasons. To prioritize healing, meaning your ex needs time and space to heal without the emotional complexity of staying connected, so they act cold to enforce that distance. Out of fear of your reaction, meaning they don't want to admit they, for instance, left you for someone else. Instead, they act cold and hope you assume they just got over you. Out of emotional exhaustion, meaning they're too emotionally drained to engage, so they distance themselves to recuperate. To cope with guilt, meaning they feel guilty about how things ended, and being distant helps them avoid facing that guilt directly. To signal disinterest, meaning they show no warmth or engagement so that it could be clear that they've moved on. To prevent mixed messages, meaning they act cold to not accidentally inject you with false hope. Out of confusion, meaning they're unsure if you're the right future partner for them. To inflict punishment, meaning sometimes your ex just gets cold to see you get hurt. To establish a sense of autonomy, meaning they pull away to feel like they're in control of the situation. If you noticed, all of these reasons tie back to the key theme I mentioned earlier. Your ex is feeling vulnerable. Why? Usually because of something you did or kept doing. Cold behavior is a defense mechanism after all, and like any defense behavior, it often comes from a place of avoiding hurt. How to get to the bottom of your ex's cold behaviors? For one, take a few minutes to answer this. Did you do anything to hurt your ex? Seriously, stop whatever you're doing and think about it. Maybe you lied to them. Maybe you cheated. Maybe you didn't listen to them when you should, perhaps. Or perhaps you tried to trick or force them into doing something they didn't want to do. Did you take advantage of them, maybe? Promised anything you couldn't deliver? Took them for granted? Hell, maybe you were just an inconsiderate asshole to them. In the unlikely case that you were a complete saint and none of this applies to you, it's still possible your ex is feeling vulnerable based on their past experiences with other people or childhood trauma. But here's the kicker. None of this means that what your ex is doing is cold. It is possible that what you see as cold is actually just them putting some healthy boundaries in place. And there is a major difference between your ex acting cold and setting healthy boundaries. Let's unpack the distinction. Healthy boundaries. These are well-defined, explicit, and communicated with respect. If your ex politely requests space after the breakup and makes it clear they don't want to reconcile, they are setting a healthy boundary. Same story if they, for instance, specify certain times when communication is acceptable or request that you both only interact through a mutual friend. These are also examples of healthy boundaries. Acting cold-hearted. In this case, your ex may tell you that they need space in a vague, indirect way, or give you what you interpret as mixed signals. For example, they may continue to talk to you, but only give you one-word answers. Or they might act normal the entire time, only to suddenly disappear without explanation. As nebulous as the topic is, sometimes, it is vital to differentiate between setting boundaries and merely acting cold. Recognizing this difference helps you not only understand your ex's mindset, but also accurately gauge their attraction for you. Now, if you do find your ex, in fact, is just cold, that's good news, because with the right approach, reconciliation might be possible. On the other hand, if your ex is merely setting healthy boundaries, then they're likely trying to move on. Hence, you should drop any expectations of them returning and try to move on yourself. How did my ex go from warm to cold so quickly? Now, it can be incredibly confusing and hurtful when your ex becomes cold. The shift can feel abrupt and inexplicable, leaving you wondering what the hell went wrong. However, this change is rarely as sudden as it appears. I mean, no one wakes up and decides to break up with their partner on a whim. Even though it feels like that's what happened, it's likely your ex was just unhappy in your relationship for weeks, months, or even years before they made the decision to leave you. And by the time they decided to end things, they had likely been grappling with their feelings for quite some time. Now, this internal struggle means your ex had a head start on processing their emotions and rationalizing the decision to break up with you. So their preparatory period allowed them to mentally and emotionally distance themselves from you and the relationship and grieve the whole thing, which can explain the coldness you perceive. From your perspective, the transition from warmth to coldness seems sudden because you just weren't privy to their internal deliberations. You were still operating within the relationship's framework, unaware of the brewing dissatisfaction. But when the breakup finally happened, it's a culmination of their prolonged internal conflict, not a spur-of-the-moment decision, even if it sometimes feels that way. How long until your ex stops acting cold? Cold behavior is often temporary and usually stops when they stop feeling vulnerable, aka able to be hurt emotionally or even physically. How long is that going to take to happen? Well, it depends. I know, everyone hates that answer. But look, I get it. It hurts to see them treat you like you mean nothing, and it's normal to wonder if they're going to be cold and distant forever. I get asked this question a lot, and if you're asking it as well, you're probably determined to get back with your ex. That, and you're hoping to get some closure as well. But at your core, you hope that doing one of both of these things will help you deal with the gnawing ache you feel deep down, which I know that a part of you is worried will never go away. So you need to find out how long to wait before you can contact your ex again. Fair enough. If I told you that you only had to wait a month before they stopped acting cold, you'd probably spend a month waiting with bated breath to contact them. The only problem is that you'd be in the same place. You would still be dependent on them to move forward with your life. Does that sound like a good strategy? Of course not. Not for your mental health, not for reattraction. If what you're really searching for is relief from that emptiness and hurt you feel inside, waiting on your ex is not the answer. If you want to feel better, and/or if you want to get your ex back, you have to let them go and move forward with your life. You must live as though they're never coming back. Because if you fail to do this and spend the next few months just focusing on them and waiting for them, you're going to be in the same place. Stuck, unhappy, suffering, lonely. So instead of asking yourself, how long should I wait? Ask, what's my next step to moving forward with my life? Get my social life in order? Get my career back on track? Getting fit and healthy? Think about it. Then get to work. Participate in your own rescue. Focus on self-improvement while leaving the door open for your ex to walk back in if they so choose. That way, you'll be happy and confident even if you never hear from them again. How to get your ex to warm up to you again. Whether you were in a short or a long-term relationship, there is still hope that you will be able to get back with your ex. Here's what I would do. First, you must stop contacting them immediately. I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care if they haven't given you closure. Stop contacting your ex. This is crucial because it allows both of you to gain some emotional distance and clarity. It also prevents you from saying or doing something that might push them further away. However, there is one exception here. Logistical matters. If you, for instance, share pets, have kids, or live together, you need to communicate about these things. But even then, keep your conversations short and to the point. And make sure you talk exclusively about the pressing issues and end the conversation as soon as you reach some agreement or mutually suitable decision. Second, you need to get to the bottom of why your ex is treating you the way they are treating you. Because understanding the root cause of their coldness can provide valuable insights into their feelings and behavior. So for starters, reflect on your actions. As I pointed out earlier, consider if any of your actions may have contributed to your ex's cold behavior. Were there specific incidents that might have hurt them or made them feel unappreciated or unloved? It's also possible your ex is treating you this way because of past relationships, trauma, or a combination of the two. Recognizing these factors can help you empathize with their position and avoid repeating the same mistakes. So think about that too. Third, you need to decide that you are moving on in your life without them. I can't stress how important this is. You can't be one foot in, one foot out with this stuff. Commit to improving yourself and your life independent of your ex. Here are some areas to focus on first. Physical health, meaning start exercising regularly, eating healthy, and getting enough quality sleep. Emotional well-being, meaning engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This could be hobbies, spending time with friends and family, or even seeking therapy. Confidence, meaning improve your social skills, get your hygiene in check, develop a personal style, get skilled in something that you find important, and reduce your neediness. And finally, there is career and personal goals, meaning focus on advancing your career or pursuing personal goals you may have put on hold during the relationship. Last, when your ex reaches out about something personal that indicates interest, be sure you set a definite date. The same applies if your ex is receptive after you express your desire to reconcile prior to their reach out. How do you set one? Well, I did write a complete guide to date setting that you can check out on maxjanker.com/how-to-get-your-ex-back, but to give you a quick summary. Number one, start with a short conversation and suggest meeting up early in the exchange. Two, if your ex agrees, finalize a time and place and discuss any other details you believe are necessary. Three, if they don't commit, end the conversation and return to no contact. 4. If they give a non-committal answer, suggest rescheduling and wait for their response. And finally, 5. If they remain unsure or unenthusiastic about going on a date with you, go back to no contact. In short, you want your ex to be fully willing and ready to rekindle things. Otherwise, reconciliation just isn't worth pursuing. Ultimately, though, make the commitment to yourself and strive for having someone in your life who loves you and doesn't treat you coldly. If it's not going to be your ex, it will eventually be someone else. You must have the self-respect to terminate the reattraction process if your ex isn't willing and able to give you the warmth and affection you desire.